Now, I'm joined by Nikki Brodie, who's the Trust Manager of the Rhys Daniels Trust, who came in to see us in January. We had a great chat, and it's their 30th year anniversary this year. So, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Lovely to see you again.
You too.
Now, before we talk about the anniversary and everything that's happening in October, tell us about the Rhys Daniels Trust, because it was set up for Rhys and then his brother, Charlie.
His sister, Charlie.
Yeah.
So it was set up 30 years ago when Charlie was first diagnosed with late Batten's disease. Rhys was unsymptomatic. He had no symptoms. And they went to give him a bone marrow transplant because they thought that he had a window of hope. And sadly, when they got to the hospital in London, he had been shot by the doctors there, by Virginia Bottomley, actually, who was the wife of one of the surgeons that was actually going to be operating. 6 months went past. The Daniels family took the government to court. They won against the government. First time I think that's been done. And he managed to get treatment, but it was 6 months too late, sadly. And he had his first treatment at Bristol Royal Infirmary, which is where our first house is there. Our flagship home is in Bristol. We have two beautiful houses in Bristol and other flats and houses around the country. And what we do with those houses is we give those properties to families to stay close to their child whilst their child is receiving life-saving treatment at specialist children's hospitals around the UK. Those houses are given completely free of charge to the families whilst the children are having treatment, life-saving treatment.
And you can imagine, you know, going back 30 years ago, if you had a child that was ill in hospital, and maybe it was London, you'd have to get the train every day to go in, and maybe you weren't able to afford to do that. So, and it also aids recovery with children to have their, you know, their parents and family and their siblings as well near. And this is what this charity helps families to be together. So you can get up in the morning, go across to the hospital, haven't got all the travel, haven't got all the cost, and you know, it keeps the families together.
Absolutely. For example, King's College London are known for the liver transplants in children. We have three properties there at the King's College London, and their nearest hospital that they have families in from Southern Ireland, because their nearest hospital in Southern Ireland for this particular kind of treatment is at King's College in London. So you can imagine that travel.
Absolutely. And if people just, before we start talking about the anniversary, if people want to find out more, or they've got somebody, a child in hospital, is it sort of up to 16? The child's got to be under 16? Is that how it
works?
Yes,
it's normally at the discretion of the hospital, because they're the people that, the hospitals are the ones that place the families.
Yeah.
It's up to 16, because then they're classed as adults after that.
And can people,
up to 18, sorry.
And can people get in contact with the trust itself?
They can do, but I can't make those decisions on what families stay there. But I would always, if they'd like to get in touch with me, I would always put them through to the hospitals, give them the right contact details, or get the hospitals to contact them.
And how is the Rhys Daniels Trust funded? How do you get your funding for the houses? How does it work? And what do you look for in people to, you know, listening to help?
Okay, well, we are not government funded at all. The only funds we receive are when we do fundraising events. And obviously people do fundraising events for us, because that's what I'm really looking for, support like that. If somebody could do an event, or if they could become a sponsor and fund us like that. Sadly, we've had to rent out a couple of our properties that we did give to the hospital to maintain the ones that we give completely free of charge. So we have a couple of the hospitals have been affected where we've had to lose a couple. So, you know, if we can get help and not have to do that, because in an ideal world, I'd love to be able to give those properties back to the hospitals and say, we know you made fantastic use of them. Here you are, have them back again.
Absolutely. Now, 30th year anniversary. So what are the plans? That's coming up in October, but it is the 30th year, 2024.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the things that are happening.
Well, what has happened, quite a few things have happened. We've had a fantastic clairvoyant event that raised us over £4,000.
Wow.
Where we had it done at Chigwell Hall. Everybody got involved there, because Chigwell Hall normally charge for us to be there. They wouldn't charge us because it's our 30th anniversary. The clairvoyant donated all of her earnings to the charity. She's done various other things for us, various other workshops for us, and raised money. Recently, a lady whose nephew was staying at one of our homes in London did a tandem skydive. for her 60th birthday.
Wow.
And that raised over £1,300, which is amazing. That's amazing. That keeps one of our properties going for a month at least.
Yeah.
So that's truly amazing. There's other parties and stuff going on throughout the year, but nothing major. So if there's anybody out there that would like to do some big event to celebrate our 30th year, I mean, taking it into 25, that's fine. We're still in the 30th year. If anybody would like to do that, please, please get in touch with me. And yeah, I'd love to discuss it with you and see what we can do all together, all pulling together to raise even more funds for this tiny but so worthwhile children's charity.
What is the best thing about working for this charity and being the trust manager?
The best thing about working for this charity is it's not work. It's actually a vocation. It really is. It's not work. When I see the families of children, and it's not always a fantastic outcome, but we know that we've done our bit to help them. And it's not just me. I've got a wonderful, wonderful team of trustees and a wonderful chairman that are very supportive. They all give up their times completely free of charge to support me in this charity. And not forgetting the founders of the charity, Barry and Carmen Daniels. Without them, this charity would not have been possible. So it's not really about me. It's more about them doing that. And that, I feel like they've given me the chance to be able to put something back. Yeah. Something back into the world and make the world a better place sometimes, if I can do a tiny little bit.
And where can people find out more?
They can go on our website, www.reesdanielstrust.org, or you can email me info@reesdanielstrust.org or nikki@reesdanielstrust.org. I'd love to hear from anybody who's got any ideas. Maybe somebody's got ideas of how they can, not necessarily fundraise, but how they can help us with our homes. You know, recently, I must actually just mention Countryside Homes and Vistry, who are their maintenance department, are absolutely amazing to us. And we bought a new property down in Cambridge by the Addenbrook Hospitals for families there.
Yeah.
And they've just launched a brand new bone marrow transplant unit there. So the property is really busy. And Countryside and Vistry Homes have repainted the whole property free of charge. They do all the maintenance for us free of charge. Nothing is ever too much trouble. If I phone them up and say the boiler's playing up on this new property, or, you know, any little thing, they're there within an hour or two and they sort it out for us. They're absolutely amazing. So if there's someone out there that could help in any kind of way, you know, some of our flats in London could do with new flooring. Is there a flooring company out there that could help us like that? Bristol, the houses really need painting. Is there anybody out there that could paint the houses for us? If they could get in touch, it would be amazing. Or put new carpets down, or help towards that, you know, or any ideas that you may have yourselves that you could let us know would be fantastic.
There we go. That is Nikki, who's the Trust Manager at the Reese Daniels Trust. And it's a 30th year celebrations this year. So you're a company out there and you can help in any way, shape or form, get in contact. And if you missed all the details, they will be up on the website for a click through. So you can find all the details there, how to contact Nikki. How's the coffee?
It's all right.
And I've given you a Christmas mug. Look at that. It's a bit early.
It's a little bit milky, but there you go.
Do you know what? I did pour a bit too much, but I'm very terrible. I either pour people a cup of coffee that's halfway up the cup, or otherwise I top it up with too much milk.
It's very nice. It's very kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's lovely to see you again.
You too, Michelle. Thank you.
Now, just coming up to 11:45, this is a beautiful song, which is by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Here they are with Die With A Smile.